This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to the Parenting Tools podcast. My name is Jordan.
And my name is Jason. This is the parenting podcast where myself and Jordan help you navigate pretty much nothing because our advice is useless.
Smashed it.
That's why they listen.
If you're a first time listener and you're thinking, hey, let's give this a try. We have set the bar.
Appropriately. Will this be like the week before IKEA?
I'm going to say yes. I don't know what day it is. It will be.
This is the week before. We are 1 week from our first live show.
So if you're coming to IKEA on Friday, next Friday, or this Friday, depending when you're listening.
Yeah.
Please send us your questions so we can read them out.
So we have content.
Yes, we've got stuff to talk about. I've got a little moan to kick off with. Every now and again, I kick off with a moan. Again, if you're a first-time listener, this is going well. The phrase, if you can't afford kids, don't have kids.
Oof.
It does my head in.
Explain.
It really annoys me. So I see this comment, and I'm not just... We've had it recently on one of our videos, so it's not...
Does it feel a bit touchy?
No, not at all. So it's not just because I've seen it on our threads, but like, I've seen it before.
Oh, yeah.
And it just winds me up because the cost of living is insane at the minute.
Yeah.
Interest rates are mad. Not the highest they've ever been, but they've gone mad. So first-time buyers are struggling to buy houses. People that are remortgaging that have houses and children already,
yeah,
their payments are also going up. So I was talking to a guy recently, he's got 4 kids. His oldest is 10.
Wow.
And he said that his mortgage has doubled in price.
Ooh.
He said, we had to remortgage recently. It's gone up double. 10 years ago, when he had kids, he could afford kids.
Yeah.
And now he...
Yeah,
and now he's saying, "Oh, do you know what? Childcare is a little bit pricey. We're having to like shuffle things around.
Yeah,
if you can't afford kids, don't have kids. But I've already got them. What do you want me to do? Send them back? Do you know what I mean? It just really frustrates me.
It's one of those ones where that's usually the first comment of like, as soon as you mention any type of money, they're like, "Well, shouldn't have had kids then." Rather than just going. Nah, I see a problem. It's usually the first one that comes up. I do think there are situations where that should be a consideration.
Yeah.
100%. And that is a consideration for a lot of people, either having a child or having a second or a third. You go, can we afford this? That's a logistical step.
Yep.
But you're right. You go from now, I'm not planning for like my mortgage rate to skyrocket in the next 10 years. Like it could, but if you live like that, you won't do anything.
Yeah.
You literally won't do anything. So it's a bit of a moot point.
There we go.
You were proud of that.
I was.
But yeah, it just winds me up. Not because it's offensive, not because it like annoys me in that sense because it's an offensive comment, because it's not. It's just stupid. I just think it's just a stupid comment. It's just a stupid thing to say.
It's like an ignorant comment, isn't it?
Yeah. Like if you bought a car and then petrol prices doubled, which they did, and you said, oh, do you know what? I'm struggling to put petrol in my car. Shouldn't have bought a car then, should you, if you can't afford it? It's like, well, I could afford it when petrol was normal.
It's true.
But you can sell a car, you can't sell your children.
Well, you shouldn't.
You should.
Let's just be clear what our stance is on that.
So there you go. That's my moan. If you can't afford kids, don't have kids. It's just a stupid comment.
With some validity in certain situations.
Don't credit them.
But don't comment that. Please don't. That's just going to be the only comment now.
Yeah.
But it's one of those ones that to combat any sort of moan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have had kids then.
Yeah.
It's like when parents moan about like tiredness.
Holidays.
Shouldn't have had kids then.
Yeah.
One thing that I found interesting, and this might be another controversial topic, is in the workplace around holidays. Mm. There are certain workplaces that favour employees taking holidays over the summer holidays if they've got kids. Whereas, and like they prioritise in that sort of way. And whereas people who don't have kids, like, well, that was their choice. They chose to have kids. I want to go on holiday this time. I've not encountered it, but I've seen people arguing on the internet.
I've heard it. And they go, oh, you know, we prioritise parents in the summer. I don't like it.
Because I do understand it, though. Cause
I get it.
Especially when your kids are at school age. Because especially in England, you get fined if you take your kids out of school during term time.
Yeah.
And like, if you write to the school to say, apparently there's a very slim chance that will say you're okay to take your kids out without being fined.
Yeah. My wife's a teacher.
Oh, yeah, true.
And before kids, you know, I've never had that issue where they go, oh, you can't take your leave. But, you know, what if that's the only time you can take your holidays in the summer holidays?
Yeah. And that's as, like, when you're in the employment circle, it's like, you got to base it just on the fairness of everyone.
Yeah. I don't want any preferential treatment.
No.
For having kids.
I mean, I would take it.
I mean, yeah.
Depends what they want
to
give.
If they said to me, do you know what? Leave at 3 o'clock to go pick up the kids because you've got kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, roll that out to everybody else.
True. Yeah. I'm all for it. If one person benefits, let's all benefit.
Yeah.
I'd happily leave even when I don't have to pick them up.
I'm all for equality. And equity.
Equity.
Yeah. That's the thing they like to roll out now, isn't it?
Is it?
We don't talk about equality. We talk about equity.
What's the difference?
Oh, mate, I don't know.
I'm struggling to grasp what...
So it's like treating everybody equally sometimes disadvantages some other people.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I see what you mean.
So it's like they say, oh, if you say this is... So the image I've seen is a fence. And it's like equality is giving everybody one box to stand on to see over the fence.
Yeah.
But equity is giving the shorter people two boxes and the taller people one box.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
Is it too controversial to say? And I don't know if this comparison is fair.
Go for it.
You know, when you're at school, and I sympathise with teachers a lot. I couldn't do it. I need to say that. I could not be a teacher.
Nor me.
But in one class with 30 kids, the ability is going to be so different. Like the disparity of ability is going to be very big.
Yep.
And you have to just average down. So when you're thinking about equity, do you then disadvantage those who are already could do better?
That's why they split them off into ability groups, though, isn't it?
It is. It's a good point.
Yeah, there you go.
Problem solved.
So there we go. Again, we did it last week. We tangented, but we have had a top tool,
Top two.
Coming from Jade on Instagram. I'll let you read this because I read lots.
Hey guys, I don't know what Jade sounds like, so that was my impression.
Nailed it.
I'll stop it there. Just listened to the podcast this week and had a top tool about passport photos. Oh, I'm interested in this one. I'm already intrigued.
There you go.
I found out that kids can be asleep in their photos as long as they meet all the other requirements like white background, lighting, etc.
Yep.
All I can imagine is me trying to carry my daughter downstairs to the white wall we've got in our hallway whilst asleep, holding her upright and not trying to make her head flop forward.
Yep.
Or do you get a massive piece of paper?
Or white bedding?
Yep. Oh, that's so much easier. That's just so much easier.
So you're talking about ability groups at school.
No, I knew there was a reason why I got kicked out of top set maths. Still scarred me to this day. GCSE year, and we had a new kid join the school.
Oh, and, no.
Literally, they turned up and they went, and the teacher's assistant came in and went, "We've got too many students in this class. We need to take one down to a lower set."
You got relegated.
And the teacher just went, "Him." Do you know why? This is my theory. I was a pain in the butt. Yeah, that's my theory. Because I was good at maths until that point.
Really?
I was really good.
I
could have been genius.
I had to get a tutor to get me through GCSE maths.
Well, had I stayed in that class, I could have been your tutor.
Yeah.
But
you're younger than me. So.
I was that good.
Yeah. You're not that good with numbers, are you?
Not anymore.
So yeah, our daughter's passport photo, she's asleep.
Really?
And I completely forgot about that until now. But yeah, she's asleep and her head's... She's on her back and her head's to the side.
Really?
So she's looking at the camera, oh, but okay, it's not shoulders forward. It's her head.
Interesting. What age does that stop? Can't imagine that works for a 29-year-old.
Yeah.
Doing that at the passport.
Open your eyes, you weirdo. But yeah, and they change so much, don't they?
Yeah.
Between like birth and five, every 5 years, isn't it, a child has to have their passport?
Is it? I don't know.
It could be a very different child.
That's true. Because now like they've got like biomarkers in and stuff, haven't they? It's like all algorithmic.
Is it?
Mm. Based off the photos. Which is why like on the digital check-ins, it's like really fancy.
Wow.
There you go. Learn something already. Thanks, Jade, for that message.
Yeah, cheers, Jade. Jade has sent a few top tools. She's what's the collection of tools? She's a toolbox.
A collection of tools?
Yep. Jade is a toolbox. Oh, I'll tell you, that's it's like a compliment that you don't want. I've been.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a toolbox. A toolbox? A compliment. The wires got crossed out of my head.
Someone said a really lovely thing about me the other day. They said I'm a toolbox. It just doesn't work, does it? Sorry, Jade.
I've got a gripe. Since we're starting off on moans.
Go on then. Let's keep the moan train rolling.
And this is one of those ones that I wish was more controversial. I wish people got heated about this because I am annoyed.
Oh, come on now.
Subscription packages to video websites. Disney Plus, yep. Netflix.
Yep.
All the prices are going up.
It's true.
And on Netflix, you're not allowed to share passwords anymore. Have you heard this?
That does annoy me.
That annoys me. But just the whole price of it all. Like, do you remember years ago when you had to get Sky?
Yep.
And like it would cost like a big chunk to have all the packages of Sky. And like when Netflix came around, it was like, yeah, we're killing that subscription model. We're just back there now. I'm paying the same as what my dad was paying in Sky years ago. Just because I've got Netflix, Amazon, Disney Plus. I've got them all. And it's costing me so much. And now the price is going up. Disney Plus, I think, is going up to like £10 a month.
We got rid of Netflix.
There you go. There's the solution.
Just found we weren't really having the time to sit down and I've said this before as well. Like everything, you sit down, you see a series that you've not seen before and you're like, oh, brilliant. And there's three seasons and they're like 20 episodes long. I think this is going to take me years to catch up because I get 20 minutes to myself every day. Like,
do you watch live TV in your house?
No.
I'm not like from the TV licensing company.
No. What channels do you watch? Only football.
See, we packed the TV license in because we just watched Netflix.
Mm.
And then what I found, though, this is not really a top tool. This is like a mid-level tool.
Mid-level tool. Mid-utensil.
This is like, you know, you usually get like a pack of Allen keys. This is just like a singular one.
Like the one that comes with an IKEA flat pack.
Yeah, are they good though? Because they're double-sided. Different sizes. This is not that good. Basically just saying that Disney Plus and Netflix now have a lot of the same children's content on
it's
them.
It's true. It's true.
And so you might be able to drop one without many tears.
Yeah. There you go. Useful.
Mid-level tool.
Useful resources. No, it's everything's obviously.
That's the type of content people listen for.
Again, first time listeners, loving life.
In the bag. Oh, whilst I want to moan, I've got a list of things that I'm moaning about.
Just whilst you're talking,
go on.
What noise would a moan train make?
A moan train?
Yeah, because I feel like we're just on a bit of a moan train at the minute. It's rolling on, it's chugging away.
Can I give you an example?
Like a chew. Choo choo.
That person was, oh, how you doing? You all right? No. Wasn't really asking.
Been better.
I was just saying hello.
But yeah, keep it rolling. Keep the
So this one is more of a, I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Okay.
As a parent, I should be glad.
Oh.
But I'm not. It's weird.
I can't even
guess.
This
could be anything.
I can't even guess.
We've talked about parking in parent spaces before.
Yeah.
I went to a shopping centre. It's close to my house. And they've got parent and children bays that we parked in. On the way in, there's a big sign. Parent and child spaces, you have to register your details and be on their system. Otherwise, you get fined.
Yep.
And to register, you have to take your child with you to the help desk.
Yep.
Understand they're trying to be helpful.
Yep.
That's not helpful. Especially when the reason you're going there is to be quick and you've got a child. To then wait 10 minutes to register in.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And you have to register every time?
I'm not sure about that one, but you have to do it regularly.
Yeah.
So it only lasts for a certain amount of time.
Wow.
Thankfully, we were outnumbering my child.
Yeah.
But if I was by myself and I was like, I just needed to run in and run out. Just something makes me feel a bit icky.
Add in more admin.
That's what it is.
And more queuing and waiting.
Because that's the thing. You've also got, once you've registered, for however long it lasts, you've got a little sticker that you have to put on your car.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. So why am I keeping that? I've got two cars.
That's not environmentally
friendly. What if I go and forget about it?
Yeah.
I have to go register again.
Yeah. No, it's not helpful. Well, it is helpful, but it also...
It's helpful, but I'm not elated.
Yeah. I'm with you. I can see why. Last thing I'd want to do is stand and wait in a queue with my kids.
Yeah.
Well, I say last thing. It'd be close to the bottom of the list.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an unnecessary hurdle.
Yeah.
I would be less bothered if I had to scan something with my phone. That'd be fine.
Yep.
But I'm still just not.
Yeah. No, I can see that.
This is one of those things where it's like, I've observed something and I'm not neutral about it. I'm slightly annoyed, but I'm not annoyed enough about it to do anything else.
Just like mildly irked.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's the perfect explanation.
Murked.
Welcome to the moon train.
Well,
anything else you want to get off your chest?
No, it isn't. But you've just reminded me when you said about the ratio. So the other day, my wife had a ladies' meeting at church. And my kids had a birthday party.
Nice.
To attend. So I went by myself. Now, I'm a relaxed parent. I'm pretty chilled. If they're like running around, I'm not too, especially at a party, I'll let it go.
Yeah.
So I'm walking to this party and it's quite a small room. Village hall, bouncy castle, couple of toys.
Nice.
Ball pit. Manageable. There's also a massive garden. And it was a sunny day. One child goes inside, one runs outside.
Oh, you're split already.
And I'm split. I'm thinking, what do, like, which one do I follow? So I thought, you know what? Stay with the younger one.
Okay, cool.
But outside, it had been raining, so it was a bit muddy.
Oh.
And I just hear, like, one mum going, oh, he's going to have to get changed. And, like, one lad has fallen over, slipped in the mud. He's getting, potty's not even started yet. And his dad's had to go home to get some clothes. So I'm like, right, I'll be outside. But I can't leave my two-year-old.
Yeah, you can't.
Inside, especially near a buffet. Because she loves a buffet, and she was going for the buffet. So I'm like, I'm a bit split, trying to like manage two kids in two different places. I can manage two kids in one place, two in two different places. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible. So I go check my son outside, come back. My little girl's throwing all the balls out of the ball pit. I'm like, right, can you stop doing that, please? So I'm like getting them back in. And then it's one of those, isn't it? It's like whack-a-mole. It's like you put one ball in, she's throwing another one. So I'm like trying to like make a joke of it. Like, come on, you know. And deep down, I'm like, please stop throwing the balls out of the ball pit. Son's outside. I don't know what he's doing. Is he in the mud? Is he? I don't know. Eventually, it was time to go. And I'm a little bit relieved. Right, it's time to go. So I say, right, let's get our shoes on. So I get my two-year-old's shoes on first, because she's harder to look after. And this is where I went wrong. Put her down. Said to my son, because he had boots on, so he needs a bit of help. Help you now. She runs to the end of the outside garden bit. She's just gone, and it's long. So I'm at the bottom.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Picking her up, and I just hear, it's time for pass the parcel. So I walk back in, and I just see my son's boots flying. He's run into the circle. His boots, he's just thrown them. He sat down with the pasta. I'm thinking, I've got no chance now the pasta parcel's out of getting them. Just carnage. Absolute carnage. So we ended up playing pasta parcel. And it was the longest game of pasta parcel I've ever been a part of. And like to the point where people were going like joking, like, how many layers we got? And the mum was like, sorry. I was so distracted doing this. She was like, I just kept going. So she like recognised there was a lot of layers. And I was there for a while. And then they turned the bouncy castle back on. Of which point, all the kids take their shoes off.
Yeah.
I had no chance.
How long were you there for?
Too long. So a few hours, but I said to my, a couple of us dads did was for this ladies' meeting, we said, we'll go and we'll sit and do a bit of daddy daycare. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to bring your kids, we'll sit in there and we'll look after them. I said to him, I'll be there at 4:30. We left at 4:45. So I was a bit late.
Ah.
Not
too bad.
But the kids enjoyed it.
That's, yeah. That's what matters.
My wife got a text though saying, I don't think I can do three. I can't be outnumbered.
Because that's the thing, because like, your kids have a good time, but you're wrecked.
Yeah.
Emotionally, physically, done.
I think our problem is that, you know, people talk about the second child, don't they? Like being a bit feral. So we had a boy first, and he is a proper boy. Like, he loves to run. He doesn't sit still. he's very active. And then we've got a feral second child. So we've got two second children. I don't know how that happened. So being outnumbered is just chaos.
Might change the topic to something that I'm not moaning about.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I am.
Put the brakes on.
I need to think about this because I don't know if I am happy about a certain situation.
Okay.
I take those words back. This is continuing the train.
I didn't hear a word of that sentence just then.
Do you know what? I don't even know. I'm so tired. I don't know if I articulated anything.
I just heard train.
I think I'm continuing the moan train.
Yeah.
As we all know, as parents, we don't get a lot of sleep.
True.
And one thing I've noticed is that, obviously, parents talking about tiredness around people who aren't parents, we're all on the same team. We're all laughing at the people without kids going, they have no idea. As soon as everyone's parents, the conversation then changes and people get a little bit more competitive.
Oh, yeah, true.
And you're comparing the amount of sleep that you all get.
Yeah.
One issue that we've faced, like many others I know, my daughter comes into my bed every night at about midnight.
Mm.
Every single night.
Every night.
And it's something that we'd decided that's what we're going to do. Like we tried a lot of the sleep stuff. We were happy with that arrangement. That's what we chose. I'm well aware of that. So it's not a, this is not a, give me some tips to help my child sleep through the night. Like,
yeah.
We made our bed. We know.
Literally.
Can I sleep in it? No. There is not enough room in that bed.
I'm sorry.
my daughter likes to have a cuddle. I don't, not while I'm sleeping. Leave me alone. Give me some space.
Yeah.
Can't reset it to a 3-year-old because she doesn't quite understand.
I'm the same. I'm just like, give me my space.
And like at some point, that's got to stop. Some point soon.
Yeah.
We're very aware of that. Like, co-sleeping has to stop. Is that technically co-sleeping? Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. All I'm saying is, I'm not sleeping very well recently. And like it used to be cute. Now it's getting uncomfortable. But the other night, she didn't come in at her usual time. And I missed her.
Oh. See, I'd be buzzing.
I thought I would be. And I was annoyed at myself that I wasn't.
So she didn't come in or she came in?
She came in later. Yeah, she still came in. But yeah, it was that moment of, oh, I quite enjoyed it, but I don't. No. With a sober mindset, no. No more.
Yeah.
But no, you hear, like, you, and like, our setup isn't the worst. Like, you hear some situations that people have to deal with where like they have to go to bed the same time as their kids because they won't sleep.
Yeah.
Like that's not where we're at. But it's still.
Still broken sleep.
That's the one.
Yeah. Our little girl came in our room the other day and it was like sleeping next to a shark out of water. She just did not stay still. And I...
Honestly, like a salmon.
Just like flopping about, just everywhere. And like you're getting feet in the head. It's like she ran. I'd love to have put like a pedometer, a step counter, and just see how many steps she did on my back. She was just going on my back. I'm like, why? I don't know if she's awake or if she's not awake. I think the problem is for me, this, because I've said this on this pod many times. Our daughter has been brilliant from about 8 months. She's gone half six to half six until very recently, where now she comes out of the room and she comes into our bed. And so like it's another layer. And yeah. I said last week, our son's been coming in as well, but at a different time. So it's a bit tricky.
Fighting on every front.
And the whole thing is, you know, put them back. But when you are that tired.
It's not a fight you want to.
And it's cold now as well.
It's cold, you're tired. And like, have you met toddlers? They have strong wills. You've got to be ready to stay up for 2 hours.
Yeah. And cue the person in the comments that says, just put your heating on. My mate.
Can you afford to?
I look at my smart meter and it just says, nope. You broke. Jaden broke. So yeah, it's not that easy. It's easier said than done. And it's we've said this before, like when you talk about, my wife actually reminded me, she said like, we've been here before where their sleep pattern gets broken and then they have a breakthrough stage developmentally.
Hmm.
And our little girl's speech has just come on recently. But then it's like, now is it a habit on the back of that? Whereas if I'd just been put in a bag, maybe we wouldn't have had that habit develop. But it's so cold.
Yeah.
I don't want to get out of bed.
And it's one of those ones that like, there's so much stuff that we could have done.
Yeah.
But like I said, we've got the place, we've made our bed.
Yep.
This is the situation we're in now.
So we had a comment on, do you remember we talked about danger naps?
Yeah.
And, you know, the 10 minutes in the car could ruin your evening. We had a comment from Sean or Scene. I'm going to go for Sean.
Scene.
They ruin your life. Don't know why people have them, honestly. Flip.
What, naps?
That's what I said. Lots of good reasons to have naps. But I question the mentality of someone who quite clearly doesn't have kids, doesn't want kids, doesn't like kids, to comment on parenting content saying, don't know why people have them.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Like walking into a dog owner's dog walk at the park and just go, don't know why any of you bother.
Should have got a cat.
Just going to Parkland on a Saturday going, why do people run? Why would you say on a parenting page, by parents, for parents, don't know why people have kids?
And you've got to be pretty confident in that opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you've got to think the majority of people are going to agree with you here.
He is going to have a shock when he learns he is someone's child. So yeah, shout out to Scene for that message. I appreciate that. I feel seen. I've got a question, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Well, you know when people have to say that at the beginning of a question.
Do you think that the moon landing is real?
I just took a massive drink of water there.
Yeah. Do you think it's real? Because I'm the more I see it, the less convinced I am.
See, I actually am quite fond of a conspiracy theory. I quite enjoy the process. Quite a controversial person at the moment, Russell Brand.
Yeah.
Has a conspiracy theory-esque type channel.
Yep.
And some of it, like, it's genuinely like, oh, yeah, you're right. And like today, like nowadays, we're very aware that, I think we're so much more aware of the biases that all the media platforms have.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't always like that. No, we weren't always aware of this sort of stuff. Like, even 5 years ago, pre-COVID, I'd take anything the government said. Oh, yeah, it must be right.
It's come from a dove. Got a dove. It's come from a dove. But anything, like, when you're doing your degree and stuff, like, if it was .gov, you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's a reliable resource.
Yeah, and I think maybe it was that I was just so dim before and I'm becoming just generally wiser. And I think a lot of people are going, there are two sides to every story.
Yeah.
Often many sides. There are lots of reasons why America needed to land on the moon at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was a space war going on. Not Star Wars, but like they were shooting for the moon, weren't they? America and Russia.
The space race.
The space, that's what I was looking for. Yeah. Not the space wars.
Space wars.
That's Moonraker. Great movie.
Space Wars sounds like a BBC Three TV programme where people have to clear out their clutter.
So I think there are many good reasons why it could be a conspiracy theory. I don't know if I think the American government at the time were clever enough to pull a fake one off.
Hollywood though, man.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that good.
Like, you look at Jaws.
Yeah, I know, but so the footage has been analysed by like VFX artists today and like all that sort of stuff, and like there are some weird things that I don't understand because I'm not a scientist, but from a video standpoint, it would have been very difficult to make that happen.
What, to film the moon landing?
To fake the moon.
But who set the cameras up?
Them. They put it on tripods and bounced on over.
But like, isn't there a video of it landing?
I don't know, is there?
Is there?
I've not seen that. Maybe that would make me question it, with a bit of string holding up the rocket.
But yeah, I just, the more I look at it, the more...
It does make you question, like, why we haven't built a moon base yet.
Oh, see, I haven't considered that.
See, that for me is the big concern. If we've already been there, why have we not already built a base on the moon?
But why haven't we been again, like, recently?
Because there's nothing there, is there?
That's true.
That's the theory.
Yeah, I just think all this technology we've got. You look at phones.
So this is an argument.
Look at cars.
That people look back on the past and go, oh, they only had this technology. How could they have achieved those things? The reality is, like, there was a lot of stuff we were able to achieve with far less.
Oh, like, you look at the pyramids and
yeah,
bridges and, like, and mines.
Just because now almost every person on the planet has more technology in their hands than was the moon landing, not every person on the planet works at NASA.
True.
Or could work at NASA. Like, there are 14-year-olds that can make incredible things out of not a lot. Not everyone can do that. Everyone's got access to the same stuff.
Mm. That's a good point.
But if I was to put my tinfoil hat on, I think there are a lot of political moves at play.
But then you look at the moon buggy.
I've not seen it.
It's a few pieces of metal with some tinfoil on it. That isn't driving on the moon. I don't know, man. I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I just think it looks so ropey. And I apologize to any Americans that are patriotic that maybe this is offended, but
it's a topical conversation at the moment. IKEA have got a space section going on.
Yeah.
My daughter loves space. She loves the idea of being an astronaut. At the moment, the two jobs that she wants to do when she's older, she wants to be a doctor and an astronaut. Not sure both at the same time, but...
Well, people in space need medical attention.
True, and especially by then, we'll be living on Mars, won't we?
Yeah, well...
Well, if history is anything to go by, no.
Hollywood has their way. Well, one thing I do love about NASA, there was this...
Jumpers. Got nice jumpers.
Yeah, do good. Nice jumpers. the merch. Is I heard this quote once where someone was going around NASA and they said to one of the janitors, like, what do you do here? And he said, I help put people on the moon. And it's like the company ethos.
Yeah.
Was that so ingrained in every single person that the cleaner was like, yeah, I'd help put people on the moon. And I love that.
I would like to have the opinion of someone who works in that field, but not for NASA. So like whatever Elon Musk's company is.
Tesla.
No, the other one, the space one. SpaceX.
SpaceX, yeah.
I'd like to understand their opinion.
You can't say that too quickly.
But like, that's a really interesting thing. Like, I've never considered what I pass down to my kids in terms of conspiracy theories. Because like, we've all got the things that we like doubt or like aren't sure about. Whereas, I don't know if I'd tell my daughter, see that? It's fake.
Yeah. Because we teach it as like fact, don't we?
Yeah. But would you now, if you think it's fake?
Yeah, probably. Like, I'm mindful and I'm very well aware that I'm probably wrong. But I'm just saying, the older I get, the more doubt there is.
Put it this way, if they came out tomorrow and went, look, got to be honest, we didn't really do it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, oh, great. Yeah, that makes sense.
See, now I'd be a bit more like, ha, told you.
You would come in with a tinfoil hat.
But I wouldn't
and
care.
A trolley.
Wouldn't care too much, but yeah. You're right.
What
though.
Made you think of that?
I don't know, man. It's just been on my mind for a long time. I'm talking a few years. My sister-in-law had a 21st birthday party 4 years ago, and it was space-themed.
It's taken you 4 years to come to that conclusion.
And I said, I'm going to go as the director that directed the moon landing. And everyone was like, you can't do that. I was like, well, it's just a bit of fun. But the more I think about it, the more I get down like the TikTok algorithm.
That's where it's found from. Like the TikTok circle of these
and you
things
see,
is endless.
The images of the boot is flat, but when you see the footprint on the moon, there's indentations on it and all that kind of stuff.
It sounds like you've fallen down a TikTok rabbit hole.
Mate, I have.
I'm not saying it's wrong.
Yeah, and I can't conclusively say either way. All I'm saying is the older I get...
Free your mind.
The more doubt, yeah. Unplug from the Matrix, robots.
It definitely is. These things today are making me have question a lot more things. Probably for the sake of my child as well.
I can't even link this to parenting.
Oh, I can. I'm so vastly aware of having to question all the information I have, because I'm I want to make sure what I'm passing on is right. And in the past, I've been so wrong and gullible. It's I've got to pass on something to my child where they can question things.
Yeah.
I tried to bring it back into the parenting sphere. Or is the air flat?
The media are lying to us.
If you're listening on the podcast, Jordan just looked straight at the barrel of the camera.
Broke the fourth wall, mate. Smashed it.
How do you recover that?
Shout out to the first-time listeners.
This was a wild ride. I just need to...
The moan train took us some places.
Probably just need to give some people some awareness that we're not becoming a conspiracy theorist podcast.
No.
We will stay in our lane.
Just been on my mind. So thank you for listening to another episode of the Parenting Tools podcast. If you want to get in touch with us and let us know, moon landing, real or no real, please do. If you've got any messages, any questions, any stories, please do send them our way. We'd love to read them out.
And so, we'll see you next time. Don't forget to bring your tinfoil hat.
Don't forget to sign up for your IKEA tickets. Find a...
Will this be the week before IKEA?
I'm going to say yes. I don't know what date it is. It will be...
This is the week before. We are 1 week from my first live show.
So if you're coming to IKEA on Friday, next Friday, or this Friday, depending on when you're listening, please send us your questions so we can read them out.
So we have content.
Yes, we've got stuff to talk about.
And we don't have to talk about the moon landing.
Let's do it. Show of hands. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.